majority of the 60-yard pass. Just describe it from the beginning and what's going through your mind and as executed.
There wasn't much beforehand. It's obviously a big play for us. We needed to get a first down if we wanted to continue to put ourselves in a situation to win the game. And, you know, those are awkward situations for a defense. You don't know how they're going to play it. If they play conservative and keep it in front, or obviously they're not trying to give up a field goal, so they want to try to stop us there. So just did my job. Once I got past the DB, I threw my arm up to make sure Aaron saw me, and he said he saw it, and so he let it go.
So like you had to turn turn back to just sprint and on the long ball. It looked like you might have been overthrown. It looked like you just turned your head and to the goal line and caught another gear.
It happens all so fast. And that's a long ways, you know, throw a ball and hit a moving target. So, and obviously there's some wind out there, so there's some adjustment. So, but he threw a great ball. I just wanted to make sure I got it and gave ourselves an opportunity for Mason to do what he does.
Jordy, you had a couple of those that you almost got earlier in the game.
Thank you.
I'm just asking, do you think about those? I mean, that's obviously rare for you. Do you think about those?
Not at that time. Obviously, like you said, we had some opportunities during that game that we could have done better with and kind of put the game out of hand. So, but you just got to focus, and that's what it came down to. And it wasn't the most graceful thing, but it got done.
You and Aaron connected a lot in the red zone. Have you been waiting for a shot play like this?
You guys have more than I have, so I'm glad I got it for you.
Finally, it lands in your hands. What are you thinking in that situation after
quarter? Obviously, I know we didn't have timeouts, so seeing how much time was left on the clock, obviously, it's a long ways for the old line to get down the field and get lined up so we could clock it. Aaron did a great job of keeping everyone calm and understanding the situation. Obviously, he knows what he's doing out there. We all just got lined up, make sure we're all set, and clocked it. And a lot of guys on the sideline were happy, but I needed to see the ball go through the uprights before I got too excited.
Jordy, you did this as an offense, spent a lot of that fourth quarter on that sideline. I think you only ran six plays before that last drive. What were you thinking as you guys were sort of watching the game?
Thinking we need to make more plays. I don't think we're good at all on third down. We haven't been the last couple of weeks, so we need to pick that back up to get back to where we've been. But it's one of those things that we need to continue to move the ball to either put points on the board or at least run some clock. So the defense did enough to give us an opportunity. They had a great stand down there at the end to limit them to a field goal and give us an opportunity. And so we made the most of it. And hey, we talked weeks ago that we're in playoff mode, so it doesn't matter how you win or what happens. As long as you win, we'll keep it forward.
When Rodgers makes throws like that and you're on the receiving end, what do you think? Because Bear fans are kind of walking out here like, that's Rodgers being Rodgers, you know, leave it to him. What do you guys think as a teammate at this point?
Same thing. We talk all the time. All we need is time and downs. And obviously Aaron showed it last year with the Hail Mary in Detroit. We don't even need time. We just need downs. So it's one of those things as an offense, you just need another opportunity. And you can make a play like that and, walk away with the win. So that's all you need.
Where's the confidence at this point now, rattling off these wins?
I mean, it's growing. Every win you get, confidence grows. But I don't think it ever wavered in our losing streak. We just needed to win and play better football. So obviously we have some areas that we can still improve, and that's where I think we can become a good team to a great team is you got to, you know, still improve and get better off of wins. You can't settle just because you won. You got to be able to really critique yourself like you do in a loss and pick it apart and fine-tune some things and continue to move forward.
What did Ty give you today?
A lot. Ty had a heck of a game. He's worked his tail off to be in this situation. Obviously, it's not ideal for you to be at this level of football and then switch positions in the middle of the season, but to take that head on, it kind of shows the person he is, the work he's put in to understand it, and it's pretty much our featured back right there as a receiver about 3 months ago. So he ran hard. He broke some big runs. He finished. He took care of the ball. Got in the end zone twice. He carried us through the whole game, and then we were able to finish it off the field.